In the Go Prayer Book, please turn to page 191. And we'll chant the praises to the 21 Tars. If you do not have the Go Prayer Book, but you have the white binder, it's on the green page, the green colored page. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyesight lighting and instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Fear, rose to your bone lotus. Kamashi, whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage feeling to Tare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to thought all their beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shakaani Brahmamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, there's Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with their Che and Pisan, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light may mask is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's day. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments was shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out rich light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, psyche undending, fire abiding, rush the flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with Omisoha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to the witsied letter of the shape of syllable whom by foot stamping shakes the three smerumana and Vinya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, with spice spoken Tara Empe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels dreamings and conquers. Homage, she whose two eyes bright, radiance of sun and full moon, lisais hara and tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, just as hosts of spirits, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now the prayer of the benefits, and in the gold book it's on page 190. Oh, another one? Okay. Okay, so go to page 192. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theorist, Tribune Lotus. Homage, she, his face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white blazes splendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit. limit. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to defraud all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Baramaru. Honored by the host of spirits, corpses and Gandavas Yakshas. Homage with their chant and pace sound, destroying post-magic diagrams. Her feet present left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra. Light vein masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on honor must shine. Vitaba in her hair now, sending out blessed light eternal. Homage she mithritha blaze, gandering fire abiding, Raja flip and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the received letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by the stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, with spice of Kantara Empe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels men dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberate, powered by the set of three natures, Jososo spirit Yakshas, and race corpus Suptin Ture. These praises with Ramantras and prostration, thus are 21.
There's one more.
One.
Only one
more. Okay. Page 192. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage tower swift heroic, gods like lightning instantaneous, from promoting statements of the Lord of three worlds, triple and lotus. Homage she's face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand of dark collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorn it, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahmamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corsers, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with their chant and pace sound, destroying post magic diagrams, her feet present left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra. Light vein masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on honor most must shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon denning fire abiding, Raja flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surround around, tearing foes' bodies asunder, priests who knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to Ray with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom Bhava something shakes the three, Smeru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in their hand the Hamak moon of Devalek form, whispered by Sokantara and Pay, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinnaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels envies and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, whispered by Sara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Trisosos spirits, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with Ramachas and prostrations, thus are 21. On page 190, the prayer of the benefits. And if you have the white binder, it's just below the praises. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
Dani capsuchi, Dagi Chenangi Pesanangi, Dora Benchu Sanga to Pasha. Chudan Soki Jonam La, Janju Badu Dani capsuchi, Dagi Chenangi Pesanangi, Dora Benchu Sanga to Pasha. Chudan Soki Jonam La, Janju Badu Dani capsuchi. Dagi chenengi pesen namgi, dola penche sange tu pasha.
Good evening. Welcome back to Trailing. Welcome back to Trail Link. yeah. twirling, so probably most of you are familiar. If you are not familiar, there's a painting outside. Where, Tomasi? Where's the painting?
It's right outside this door.
Right outside the main door here, big door. So there's a painting that kind of symbolizes twirling, okay? If you are interested. That's, you know, like the art of, you know, cycling existence, kind of like displays in twirling, the cycle of cycle, samsara, or like cycling existence. That's the art of that, you know, kind of like educate people seeing that art, they learn twirling. We don't have many like visual art that kind of like express teachings. No, we do have few, but that's one of them. One of the important one. So we do have a lot of image, but you know, I mean, it's like the image that for education purpose, you know, same like modern art. So people go and see, they learn something. So this is one of them. That kind of like this art is for education purpose. So people see, then they learn the visual. Okay. So first one is like ignorance. Okay. Out of 12 links, there's like six cause and six result. Okay. Six cause and six result. So the first one, the first three is like cause, okay, cause. So then among those three cause, first one is called ignorance. So, for the sake of knowledge, there are two types of ignorance. The one that, you know, like how is it, ignorance about law of causality. Law of causality or karma, or ignorance of karma. So that's the relatively mild one. Mild one. Mild? Yeah, mild. Second one is like a misconception about self. Misconceptions about self. What is self? So this, according to Buddhism, that's the leading cause of all the problems that we experience, believe or not. Misconception about self, that's the leading cause of all the problems, believe or not. So then that is the one, that's the main one, okay? When the out of twirling, the first ignorance mainly refers to, even though there's two different types of ignorance, but mainly it refers to the second one, misconception about the self, which is the leading cause of all the problems that, you know, living being experienced from beginning to time. So that's one. Sometimes you see in the Buddhist text called wrong view. Nimojjhanam. So, downside of all the disturbing thought, downside or drawback of all the disturbing thought caused by misconception about self, that is wrong view. That's considered as one of the wrong view. For the sake of knowledge. need to understand, need to see. So that is all the drawback of, you know, disturbing thoughts, You know, so you probably know, drawback of anger, drawback of jealousy, all of that. All objects coming from where is coming from wrong view. Or wrong view, there's many, many different kind of wrong view, which one you're talking about. Okay, we are talking about the misconceptions about self. That's that particular one, that particular wrong view. So that's the one. Oh, that's why that one's called leading cause of all the problems, because drawback of all the destructive emotions is coming from that misconception of a self. So that's, therefore, that is the leading cause of all the problems, all the problems. Okay? Mm. So that ignorance, that's the one, the first one. Oh, for the second knowledge. Now the second one is like karma. Oh, karma. Simply means actions, actions. So, every movement, physical, verbal, mental, second moment turns into tendency. Then there goes on something very firm or steady, which continues life after life. So, that can you imagine how many tendencies is on there? It continues life after life. Oh. So, just karma can produce any actions, you know. Karma powered by disturbing thought. So then cause problems. Problems, not just there's like no problem, they cause like all different kind of problems. So just karma cannot produce any like result. So the karma that powered by disturbing thought, so then that produce complication, problems, or all kind of problems. So the second one is karma. So now the first one, that is like the first one is like motivations. First one, ignorance. That's motivations. The ignorance motivation. That's kind of motivations. Out of that, then create karma. Ignorance, not knowing law of causality, that's no ignorance. Not knowing law of causality, that's ignorance. Not knowing what goes around, comes around, that is ignorance. There's another wrong view, is more than ignorance, for the sake of knowledge. Purposely, intentionally saying, oh, law of causality doesn't exist. Somebody just made it up. Doesn't exist. So that is wrong view. That's the one of the worst wrong view. So that, then probably you will end up with no merit at all. No merit, zero merit. Because of that wrong view. You know, like, oh, law of causality doesn't exist. Or somebody just made it up, doesn't matter. If you do good things, if you do bad things, it doesn't matter. Same. So that kind of view called lokta. Oh, this is one of the wrong view. So anyways, not knowing law of causalities, then what people end up doing, so then people end up creating negative karmas. Negative karma. Oh. Saying something nasty, doing something nasty, thinking something nasty. So now, like not knowing the true nature of self, that's the ignorance that, you know, within the trailing, that's the first one, that's the mainly refers to that one. not knowing the true nature of self. Or you could say the misconception of a self. So that one, people do create karma out of that. That karma not necessarily going to be a negative one. It can be positive. It can be positive, you know. Even though it's ignorance, but that ignorance does not necessarily has a cause to you to create negative karma, not necessarily. Of course, you could create negative karma, you could create positive karma, you could create unshakable karma. There's three different karmas. Why is it called unshakable? So that karma result is going to be definite. So mainly the karma that form realm, formless realm. The form realm, within the form realm, there's the four different layers, four different levels. Oh. So the karma that you created, out of the second ignorance, you could create positive karma, which result will be human, demigod, god/realms. So then you could create unshakable karma called miyua, transformable. How is it?
Immutable
means what that means?
Unchanging.
Yeah, immutable.
Immutable.
So that karma, you can change power of positive things. The other karma, so positive karma, if you're going to be born in a celestial realm, that can be redirected to human realms, or some kind of positive actions. But the last one cannot change. You're going to be born in form realms, then probably formless realms, you're going to be born there. So there's going to be really, okay, so the, how you say?
Immutable.
Karma, the second one doesn't call immutable because that part of intermediate state could change. That's why mutable.
Immutable
refers to the result can be changed.
No, cannot change. Immutable
can. That's the last one cannot change. The first one and the second one. That result can be changed, okay? There's negative karma, positive karma, unshakable karma. Positive, negative, that during the intermediate state, that part of could be redirect, change. The last one, you cannot change. No, you cannot change. Oh, okay? Make sense? For the sake of knowledge. Oh, next time when somebody asks, that's how you explain. And up, person still don't believe, then you can say, read Lamrim book. Then you can tell, I didn't write the books. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote books 650 years ago. You read that book, then you'll find. So the first thing of knowledge. Oh. If you don't still believe, so then probably need to read one of those texts. So way before Lama Tsongkhapa, so then you'll see there. Chungo Khanglatus, so beginning of the water, has to link to some kind of snow. Snow. No snow, no water. Similarly, Buddhism, the lineage is very important. So you need to, you can't just make things up. So then people, so this is very important. So, for the sake of knowledge. So now you understand, mutable, then opposite, how you say? Yeah, mutable, immutable, what it means, meaning, the pardo can be redirect. So mutable, then
mutable or changeable?
Changeable versus unchangeable.
Oh, changeable, unchangeable. Unchangeable, no matter what you do, if you light hundreds of thousands of candles, that Bhagavad cannot change, cannot change. That Bhagavad is going to definitely going to be born in a form realm or formless realm. So other two Bhagavad, you can change. Remaining family members, they do a lot of positive things that change the Bhagavad, that could change the Bhagavad, okay? For the second knowledge. So if you wonder how you can create karma out of this, the motivation is the misconception of self, which is also another kind of ignorance, the worst one, ignorance. Then if you wonder how that, most of the karma we create out of that, most of the karma we create, out of that, most of the karma, positive, negative karma, out of that, we created that.
Kishala, so in the 12 links, when we talk about karma, are we talking about just projecting karma?
Projecting karma, that's right. Projecting karma. So then, maybe both. Projecting karma and also completing, how is it? Completing karma. Projecting karma could be positive, but completing karma is kind of negative. Completing karma can be positive, the projecting karma can be negative. So naga. Do you believe naga? I think in America there's no naga. Naga are too scared to come to America. Naga.
America has ghosts.
I don't think America has ghosts or naga, nothing. Just human. I'm just joking. Who knows? So ghosts, naga, they don't need visa to come. They can go anywhere. So they don't need passport. They don't need airplane ticket. They're probably everywhere. They're everywhere. So naga, according to the teachings, it's not. I'm not sure what is in every one of them, but generally speaking, they are not poor. They have a lot of wealth. They have a lot of wealth, but they are not human. They are not demigod. They are not god. They are animals. So what do you do? If you have so much possessions as an animal, so there's nothing much you can do. So that kind of lifestyle completed by positive karma, but projecting karma is something negative. What went wrong? Dedications, lack of dedications. Then things happen, if you don't dedicate your merit. That's probably one reason for lack of dedication. Doesn't have to be naga, could be dog, who has millions of dollars left by owner. What do you do? You even don't recognize which is $1, which is $10. You have to go, but you have millions of dollars. What do you do? That's complete. Karma is something positive, but projecting karma, so then you become dog. So, so like that, so it's probably somewhere here. So, I don't, so there's both, some of the both, that's it. Then, so the most of the karma, they didn't know, like, when we like when we like oh, how is there
cleaning your rooms, you know, you don't have to see emptiness. You don't have to understand the true nature of self in order to clean your room. Right? So when you clean your room, you're creating the karma, positive. You're creating the karma to be born in celestial realms. Celestial realms. So that is like you are creating the karma out of ignorance, not knowing the true nature of self. So then you are giving something, helping somebody, saying nice to somebody. That's like all positive karma. Then if you are meditating, if you're like meditating on shamatha, samadhi, so they create the cause. They create the karma to be born in higher, like, form realms. Or, see? So that's, you know, that you don't have to see emptiness. Any karma that we created before we see emptiness. Oh, so that karma we create out of ignorance, not knowing the true nature of self. So if you wonder how you can create positive karma, unshakable, unchangeable karma, you know, out of misconception about self. That is the motivations. If you wonder then how we create, you know, this karma, that's how we create, okay? For the sake of knowledge. So might not be in the book right there, so that, you know, in some other teaching, so some books, no?
How do you create it?
How you create it? Any karma, any positive karma, unchangeable karma you create before you see emptiness? So, yeah, positive karma, before you see emptiness, you say something nice, you create positive karma. You think something positive, you do something positive, that creates the positive karma. So then you're cleaning environment. Then meditating on shamatha. So they create, you know, like unchangeable karma. You know, before you see emptiness. You understand?
I think so.
Oh.
It's still a lot of ignorance, right? Because it's still one before you.
So yeah, we do single point meditations before you see emptiness, so you create unchangeable karma. Make sense? It's clear? See, maybe it's not that obvious, you know, so when we talk about motivations, maybe you may have different ideas, motivations. Does not always mean, oh, I want to go to kitchen, grab like a lollipop. So then you go to kitchen and grab lollipop. That's motivations. Deep down, that motivation is rooted into misconception of self. Make sense? Oh. So same, before you see emptiness, I'm going to clean the room. There is motivations. That motivation is rooted in ignorance. So that's why the ignorance is the primary motivations. Whether you are aware or not, it is the primary motivations. That has to be like, you have to be aware, no? Yeah, so that is what is motivations. See? No? Don't get depressed, please. Don't get depressed. So, yeah, don't get depressed. You can easily sleep, you can still be happy. No, don't get depressed, yeah. Yes?
So, with karma, if you don't have knowledge of the Dharma and you don't understand, thank you, and you don't understand Buddhist, the information you're teaching here, if your motivation is just kindness, is that still valuable?
Like, yeah, sure.
So if your actions, I guess my question is, if your karma, if you do good things, is it important to have knowledge of what you're doing
Like, you know, you were saying, if it's born out of ignorance, it's still karma, it's still positive karma. Is it more valuable if it's not born out of ignorance, or if it's born out of just a simple act of kindness? Like, I guess that would be bodhicitta if it's...
Yeah, yeah. Out of kindness. And out of kindness, somebody who does not have any knowledge of karma, if that person does something good out of kindness, that is positive karma.
It's so positive.
Yeah, yeah, positive karma. Positive karma is not based on knowledge.
Is it more positive if it is based on knowledge?
Then person is going to be more aware, more aware.
Okay.
You know, like about the causalities. You know, some people may not be aware of causalities, important causalities, but still doing something good. You know, so like animals, you know, dog, animals, they have no motivations. They have no knowledge of karma. But if they do something good, that counts. Every action counts.
Is it more valuable if you have an awareness, like as a human, if you have an awareness, like you were saying, your motivation, positive motivation, is it more positive karma?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you understand, probably you create complete form of positive karma.
Okay.
And you are aware that motivation is very important. The time of actions, you know, then the end, you know, and like, or you like with kind, with the happy mind, you are trying to do something, and during the process, you still rejoice. And when actions complete, then you kind of rejoice and dedicate it, you know, so you dedicate it for the better man of all living beings, things like that. That's all require knowledge.
Okay.
So then karma become more powerful. More powerful.
And my second question is the unshakable karma.
Mm.
Is that considered good, or can you have bad unshakable karma? Like if you did, like, could it be something bad and then not changeable?
No. That's always refers to the positive one.
Okay.
Positive. No, that's always like it doesn't go to lower realm. It always goes to upper realms and above humans, like no celestial realms.
And is that something we should be striving to do?
Oh, it depends. I'm not sure. Like the serious Buddhist practitioner, they are not looking for to be born in celestial realms. So there's something they don't necessarily want to go there. Even though they know everything's very good, but they usually make wish to be born as a human. They want to come back as a human, so they don't want to go up there, you know. So then you're kind of like drunk with the pleasures. Then you can imagine like probably 50 years, that's like one morning there. That's half of the life of the human. One day, 100 years gone, then you're still there. You are there just one day. So you don't live long there. But, you know, so then... at the end, probably it will not end very nicely. Life will not end very nicely over there.
So unshakable karma will give you a good rebirth, but it's not necessarily something we should strive for?
Right. As I know, like...
if you're, like you're wanting for bodhicitta, that may not be the path.
No, really nothing to grow, nothing to grow or improve. Wherever you look, everything's the same. Nobody's complaining, nobody's getting sick, nobody's, you know, like, it doesn't help you to motivate to do something greater than what you are now, because there's like, you know, same. If you can you imagine, if nobody's complaining, everybody's fine, then there's no challenge. No challenge means no gain. So basically there's no challenge. So when there's challenge, then it's too late. It's too late, there's nothing, then probably you'll be like, not just depressed, very, very depressed. Then there's only like limited time, so that during that time there's nothing much you can do. So then probably, who knows what kind of mindset you die, so eventually you die. So what kind of mindset? So then it's hard, yeah. So, but you know, compared to human realm, you know, so they have less complications, much, much less complications. You know, no computations, no like, you have something, everybody has. Everybody has, you know, you don't have any extra, everybody has same thing.
Geshe-la, just to nail this down for my mind, if we're creating positive karma without a realization of emptiness or an understanding of reality, it's still possible for us, or is it still possible for us to have the aspiration to be reborn as a human and achieve that?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Definitely, yeah. Sure, definitely. Yeah, it's very possible, very possible, definitely. Yeah.
So, Geshe-la, we do a lot of actions throughout the day, you know, with self-grasping, misconception of self. But there are many of them that are weak. They're not complete. For example, if we're just sweeping and we're just sweeping without any, you know, motivation at all, not like you're going to, you know, no virtuous aspirations. Are those all, are you saying that those are all projecting karmas?
They can say projecting.
So they have to be more powerful, don't they, to be projecting?
Practicing ethic, morality. That's the main cause for human rebirth. So then when you be born as a human, you are going to have body. And that is tied with lifespan. And that life requires basic necessities. So, the main karma is practicing ethics. Main karma. So, maybe Naga are not happy. We are talking about Naga.
So, in the 12, what I'm trying to understand is in the 12 links, the kind of karma that we're talking about is the kind that's powerful enough to be projecting or completing.
Both. In the karma, there's both.
Yeah, projecting and, both. Yeah, completing. Not anything that's weaker than that. We're not talking about those.
We're talking about every karma.
Every action?
Every karma, yeah. Every karma.
Every single one. They're all projecting or completing.
Yeah. So, practicing ethics, that's the main cause for human rebirth, precious human rebirth. So, being kind, yeah, you will have all the basic necessity it requires to survive, probably surplus, not just that, you know. So that because not just practicing ethics, but being generous. Yeah, many things, no, not lying. So next life, now you have human rebirth, because your previous life practiced ethics. You have not just ethic, you've been very kind, you have wealth in this life. Not just that, in your previous life, you intentionally practiced not to lie. In this life, people take your word very seriously, whatever you say. If you've been lying all the time, then you to say something, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. It's almost like farting in the water. That's what that's how Tibet is, farting in the water. You know? Your word is like farting in the water. No, that not means anything. You know? You say something, it doesn't mean anything. You know? So there's no smell. There's no smell. You know? That means your farting has no meaning. There's no smell. In the water, not in the house, in the water. So see, now you have human rebirth, now you have wealth, now people listen to your, people take your word very seriously, and you are like, you stay away from killing, so then you have now a longer life. Longer life means whatever life span you have, probably use all of them. Protecting somebody's possessions, then more likely you are not going to lose your possessions this life, not going to take your possessions this life. So everything has been protected like that. It's not just one cause, no? There's been different cause. Or the completion cause. All the others, the completion cause. Practicing ethic, that's the main cause for human rebirth. All the others, being kind, you know, like not lying, not stealing, not killing, all of that. So then, you know, it's going to be completion karma. Make sense? Is this your question? Yeah. So no, like, there's nothing that I can do, there's nothing you can do. No, I mean, like, how is it? We have to motivate. No, there's something that we can do, then we must do much as possible, you know. So if you're aware, though, I'm not, when I'm sweeping, I'm not really thinking, yeah, so next time, probably need to think. That's how you improve, you know. You can't just, somebody can remind you, same teachings, that reminds you, you know, how to create powerful, positive karma. If you've been careless, so then probably need to be more, how is it, more aware. You know. If you really want to create positive karma, there's four things, we already talked about the four things, motivations, strong motivations, then actions, of course. The base. There has to have base, you know. Samba, then motivations, and not just motivation, also awareness. Awareness, you know. Oh, I'm going to clean my room, and I'm going to see that as like my life or my mind. I'm not just cleaning my room, I'm cleaning my mind. So you have to think. Did you know? Shiji, base, you know, cleaning your house, could be base, you know, cleaning your house. That's just an example. Then, mindset that include motivations and, awareness. For better, this usually says like discrimination factor. I think better to say awareness, aware. Don't just clean, to aware that you are cleaning. Be aware of, not just cleaning, be aware that you are cleaning. Oh. You say somebody, Jova, then you know, add actions, you know, to broom, whatever, then the actions. Jova, she, Samba, then there's two of them, Jova, that's actions. Then conclusions. Conclusion. Then you rejoice and dedicate. So that karma of cleaning your house, now that karma is complete. You're aware that you are going to clean your altar room, then you're aware of the base. Or you are, you know, going to talk to Samula, then you're aware that it's not, if you are kind of confused, oh, is it Samu or Kando? You are aware, or that is Lamo, it's not Kandra, it's Lamo. So you're aware of the object. So, then, you know, so motivations to want to help or to say something nice, or their motivations. Then, while you're doing those actions, and still, all this truth, all the truth there, you are aware. So most of the time, you know, we are not aware, you know, we're not aware. So there's the powerful karma can be created. But we have to motivate. No, we have to motivate. And we are all capable, right? We are all capable to motivate. It's not like, oh, some people are capable, we are not alone. It's like we are equally capable. We are equally capable to think. And not just think and be aware what we are doing. We are all capable. There's something we can do. It's not something that we cannot do. Then there's nothing we can do. There's something that we can do. We have to, you know, put effort. Without effort, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. You just read, then close the book. It's there in the book. It's been there last 700 years. You know, in Lamrim case, Lama Tsongkhapa told now almost 700 years ago. Lamrim is not like, Lamrim came yesterday. It's not like that. It's been there like 700 years. And all these teachings have been like 2,500 years. So, you know, we have to put effort. Otherwise, you know, So it's hard. You know, that we have to put effort, not just effort, joyful effort, for your own sake, joyful effort. Then, you know, then this karma is going to fulfill. Then we can create. We can create just positive karma if you put effort. If you put effort, you can enlighten this life. Of course you can enlighten this life. You put, that requires effort. So not, oh, I don't want to put any effort. I'm hoping that somebody is going to get in me enlightened. That's like, I don't want to do anything. I'm hoping that somebody else will just get me to enlighten, go over here. But that's not going to happen. whatever you call. So, you know. So then you, like, Lama Tsongkhapa said, and then you read, then you slowly, you know, you try to apply. Yeah, you make progress. Yeah, so then you can enlighten within this short lifetime. They require effort. Creating positive karma requires effort and awareness. Seeing emptiness requires awareness and effort. Without effort. So, Milarepa, his main students, Rechumba. So Milarepa give almost all the teachings. So then now Rechumba, he's about to go back to wherever he was born. So Milarepa said, okay, now last piece of teachings, very important one, last piece of teachings before you go, before you leave. Milarepa stand up, turn over his, cloth, the rope, pull the rope over his head. Show.
His bare bottom.
Huh? Yeah.
His bare bottom, right?
Both sides. That's like, the both sides, that's what's called calluses also.
Calluses? Yeah.
This thick calluses there. Milarepa said, that's the last piece of teaching. You can't get enlightened just, you know, doing nothing. That requires effort. That means Milarepa has been sitting, doing sitting meditations, till that, you know, has to create that kind of light. So that's the last piece of teaching. So, you know, that requires, even though we can sit like Milarepa like that, but every day need to be aware. If you really want to grow, if you want to get enlightened, if you want to get better, you need to, every day, need to think. You know, like, that's like teaching, giving significant teachings without any word. There's no word. No word. Don't need to say anything, just show. Rechumba recognize. Oh. Without effort. Your mind filled with knowledge. Without effort, it means nothing. So, yeah, so that every day you need to motivate and put effort. So motivate, put effort. So that's why, you know, Lama Zopa Rinpoche says, and it's very true. When you do it well. Do it well. If it's like 5 minutes, do it well. You know? So, we don't have to do anything. Why we have to do anything? We are free to choose. If you decide not to do anything, that's fine. When you do something, do it well. Do it well. Means, you know, have in mind. So then, that will complete powerful karma. If you're creating powerful karma, motivations, intentions, awareness, actions, and the end, rejoice, dedicate, that karma, complete. Motivation is very strong in the action, why I'm here, and all that. So that happens. So I used to take Stephanie's mother, she's like 80 years old. Sometimes she wants to go to Stephanie's business, I take her to store, like, Rite Aid. I have nothing to buy. Just turn on there. With the more kind motivations. Go there, you know, to there. She goes in the one place. There's, in front of the eyes, there's a lot of chocolate. They decorate the chocolate. She sits there. I have nothing to buy. So the very interesting, you look at your mind, motivation is like compassion, kind of like compassion, or want to help. Yeah. So you see what she's doing. She's just sitting there doing nothing. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. She's there. Then you ask, what are you doing? Then she gets kind of upset. You go somewhere, you go, whatever you want to go. There's nothing to do, there's just... So then, you know, your mind kind of deteriorates. They're doing the actions. It's not complete yet, it's the actions. Motivations. So the actions can now finish. They're now deteriorating. So they're not able to tolerate her actions, basically, just, you know. That happened. Then that karma partially is good and is not complete, very good. You know, so that happens. But you don't stop creating more karma, positive karma, because you fail one. You can't just blame on that incident. Use that as an excuse not to create more positive karma. That's not good. That happened many times. So then you need to be, how you say in English, live and learn. Yeah, you then use that. Okay, maybe intentions not much problem, but actions. I do have some problems. I need to be more. I need to work harder to be more mindful. Actions. Then I need to be more mindful. Or maybe during the action, I'm going to say eight verses thought transformation in my mind. I'm going to repeat that stanza again and again and again. So maybe that will protect my mind. So, it was the thought transformation. Stanza number 4. I'm going to repeat that again and again, again and again, just to protect, me. And of course, if you don't protect, the other person is going to get, other person's mind is going to get destroyed. Other person's happiness is going to get destroyed by your actions, and combined with that, probably not free from negative mindset, you know, so like that. So then, you know, if you repeat this standard number 4, if you repeat it again, 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 so then, you know, it protects you, it protects. It protects you, okay. Yeah. And, anyway, need effort, you know, so even the enlightened being come right here, if you don't put effort, enlightened being cannot give his or her realization. If the Tara appears right here, if you ask Tara, okay, give me all your realizations, that's not going to happen. Don't ask that. Don't ask that. Don't ask Tara, okay, all give your enlightenment to me. That's not going to happen. You have to put effort. If you ask, okay, help me to generate three principal aspects, help me to generate entire Lamrim path within my mindstream, yeah, that definitely Tara will help. So, like that. If Tara asks you what you want, if you say, I want to see emptiness, that's the best request. So then Tara will help, you know, help. Then guide you, or give advice. Not like Tara cannot give her realization that see emptiness to you like this. Okay. So, so then law of causality, that's all teaching is going to be shaped from the root, you know. And that's good. No, there's people. Some people they're just doing negative things, and you give to some. Then, you know, then there's not going to be. Then there's like what the meaning of infinite compassion, all of that. You know, so need to think. So anyway, so my point is here, including myself. Oh, my friend, you know, what we, when we do, so we have to be. We need to put some effort. Some effort. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I said too
much. Is motivation and intention the same thing?
Intention, motivation.
But it's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Same thing.
No, yeah, that's the same thing.
Geshe-la, since becoming completely aware every moment is kind of a long journey, becoming completely aware of and setting an attention every moment is kind of a long journey. Lots of practice to get good at it. You know, when you get up in the morning and, like, you be, let's say before you get out of bed, you say the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. You know, and you say that you know, three times. Mm. And, you know, you set the aspiration that, you know, whatever I do during this day, you know, may I do it for the benefit of all beings, mm. you know, and think about, you know, if I'm cleaning the dishes, mm. it's to clean. So that doesn't take the place of moment to moment awareness, mm. but, just setting that kind of a motivation and, or, you know, even, you know, the fact that we live in not just nuns, but we live in the, our refuge vows, does that help us create merit all
yeah,
the time?
Of course, because that's
okay.
like,
you know,
that's like ongoing merit. The okay. vow is ongoing merit.
And so then creating, having more and more awareness every moment is kind of giving that a rocket boost.
Huh?
A rocket boost, you know, like.
Rocket boost, what's the rocket?
Rocket, you know.
Oh.
Extra powerful.
Oh.
Makes it extra powerful by having that kind of, you know, moment to moment awareness.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's.
Definitely, yeah.
But don't forget to start our day and end our day with setting that intention and then dedicating. While we're kind of trying to get better in the middle.
Yeah, so now, you know, like every day, you know, need to prioritize, you know, need to prioritize. So, not necessarily need to say prayers. If you say prayers, that's good, but not necessarily to say prayer. But the most important thing is need to think. And also, you could probably mumbling some word at the same time thinking something else. When you think, even though you are not saying something, if you think, then you are thinking. Saying doesn't mean thinking. Doing doesn't mean thinking. When you are thinking, then you are thinking. Even though you are not saying anything, doing anything, you know, you are doing, your hand is doing nothing, your lip is completely closed, not saying anything, but you are thinking. So that, you know, create a really powerful positive karma, mental karma. So, in America, same in the West, people don't want to think about death. So this is one of the Kadama masters, why we get lazy? Because we don't think about death. So the Kadama master said, every morning, death is definite. It's definite. It's not like, oh, maybe not, or maybe, if I go to Nepal, probably death will not come. No, no. Wherever you go, no matter where you go, even you live in this most powerful country on this planet, America, you are not free from death. It's definite. So you need to be aware that it's definite. Time is uncertainty. Nobody knows. You can't say, oh, I'm old, I'm going to die. No. Well, the baby dies. The young, healthy people dies. There's no order. Could come any moment to anybody. What follows? What goes after? If something goes, what goes? This body? No. Then forget about everything else. This body, if this body doesn't go, forget about everything else. Nothing goes. If something goes, then probably no. Based on those 3 points, then you need to prioritize, which one is the most important thing to do. Should I be kind of like mean, nasty, like harsh, critical? It's no good, no good. And nothing to do with religions. Our religion teach that. Oh, I'm going to be kind, show more smile, laugh, say a nice word, think something beautiful. If I start to think something bad, remind myself, could be last day. So, hurting someone probably is no good. Every human you ask, if this is your last day, are you going to hurt someone? Probably, 100% people say that don't want to hurt anybody. The human nature, they want to do something good. So that's why, even though you don't say anything, if you can remember that, that's the most powerful thing, you know. Based on these 3 points. That is definite, time of day is uncertainty, what goes after that. If you do something positive, say something nice, think something positive, you can take those.
other than that. Yeah. You could have like some money in the bank you can take. You connect to your cell phone. No, so nothing. Nothing. So that's the fact. That's the reality. So then kind of you feel like, you know, you need to do something positive, you know, so then it kind of motivates you. So see, traditionally when you get on the throne, you snap your finger before you sit down. It kind of reminds you that everything impermanent. Everything impermanent. How is it? Yeah, so life and everything. So then you sit here on the throne, try to sit with a pure mind, and reminding yourself, this could be your last day, or last day. So then, you know, that's why, so that's important. Now whether you say something or not say something, if you say something, if you are thinking, that's good. You are saying something, then it becomes like kind of like daily routine and not really thinking. Yeah, you probably may create some merit, but not thinking, then you know, but the merit is going to be less powerful. So something that we can do is not like something that we cannot do. We can do something. We can do. So even though you are not able to do 24 hours, when you do, you know, so make sure that even like 5 minutes, make sure it's going to be complete one. Even the 5 minutes, make sure it's going to be complete one, strong one. Okay, so yeah. Even just going one round at the here, at the stupa. Just one round. Motivations. Why are you going around? With awareness. How much positive karma you create? Please read those two sutras. You want to believe? How much positive karma you create? Then you create this unique karma, as I've been saying this unique karma, very unique karma, Sabhachadangeza. That karma is definitely going to be cause of your liberations. No liberation. If that karma made with the proper cause and conditions, it's going to be our motivation. Oh, yeah. So then dedication also important. No dedication. So now see, base, intention, awareness, action, conclusions. Now you wonder whether karma is going to be powerful or not powerful, complete or not complete. If those things, four things complete, that karma is going to be complete, powerful one. Motivation is good, then intention like me, you know, taking care of this, Stephen's grandma, then losing my mind. Come one round, second round, then third round, then you cannot stop yourself. Then you ask, what are you looking? Then she said, go away. Then now you look at your mind. So then it's like, you're taking a friend to the, maybe here, you know, the store here is like gigantic. Taking somebody to Target, and then all of a sudden you get lost, and looking for that person, one round, two round, three round, four round, and finally you see, so that person said, where you been? And he said, well, I'm looking for you. He said, I'm looking for you. So now you don't like to hear that. You want that person to feel bad because you've been looking at me. You don't want the person to get enlightened or like that. That mind was gone long before. No. So, you know, so then there's challenge. You learn, you know, then you let me know. If you regret right away, it purifies. If you regret right away, I should have done that, you know. I should be more careful. Don't feel guilty. You regret. It purifies. You know, so then, you know, like then they repeat again, doesn't make sense. You regret. That's the one of the most important one among those four powers. You regret, purifies. You regret. It's happened right here, it disappears. It doesn't go further. It just happened here, That's pretty much the monastery. Monastery, you know, the debate, you know, so push it back, push the debate, you can't kind of get upset. If everything happened on the spot, everything just disappeared right there. You won't go beyond, you know. It's like, oh, it happened here, then you don't carry on. So the regret, you know. So there's good thing, there's something we can do for anything, something we can do. Oh. So see, like, oh, yesterday is not a good day, so, you know, then, like, yeah, tomorrow is new day, so you can do something good. Doesn't mean yesterday is, like, bad, so doesn't mean you cannot do. It doesn't mean you are bad. You are not bad. But your action went wrong. You have to separate yourself and your actions. If you cannot separate yourself and your actions, then there's no hope. There's no hope. So yeah, that's the compassion. That's like showing compassion to yourself. That's how you show compassion to yourself. Don't just say self-compassion, self-compassion. You have to know how to show your compassion to yourself. Oh, yesterday went wrong. Don't blame. You can do better. You can do better. Tomorrow try to do better. If you really feel bad, then you do something good tomorrow, do better. You know? So that's like, So every day is opportunity. Every day is opportunity, you know, to create complete form of merit every day. Yeah, so today only 1 minute left, so I thought maybe we are going to jump into the third one. So kind of got stuck in the karma.
So by doing the repetitive action of being aware of yourself every moment and doing something good with intention, you progress spiritually, progress through life in a positive way towards enlightenment. Mm-hmm. What about when you are stuck in repeating the same negative action and you don't learn from that action and you don't recognize that and you are stuck in your stubbornness, does that follow you through lives if you don't learn it in that present life? Are you reborn with that and do you have to start all over? Does it, just as positiveness takes you through a different level of enlightenment or towards enlightenment, does that negative consecutive action take you in your future life to a negative start? Do you have to, I would assume you have to work more towards, towards gaining that, I guess, consciousness of going through that negativity that you've been building throughout all this time? The reason I'm asking that is because it's a very personal thing that I'm going to share, but you know how some of us all feel at some point that, like a deja vu, some things have happened to us. And some people seem to never learn, right? They do the same actions, negative actions, almost consciously, but they don't learn from those actions. They always repeat them. So at some point, I was told by someone that in this life, I have the opportunity of learning to be humble and learning from my previous lives and reaching a certain spiritual path. And that by learning to be humble and then by learning to accept my previous mistakes, I will become more enlightened in this life. So I think it's more of a curiosity than necessarily a question, but so you do all this repetitive. You are being present in the moment. You were saying about, I am sorry, I have to look up the exact, the misconception about self. So What does that mean exactly? Because we were talking about being present in the moment, right? And doing everything with the intention of being positive and everything, even sweeping the floors or talking to someone or, like you said before about the target experience, just renouncing that negative feeling in that moment and getting over it and not carrying it. What if you do something that's negative, almost like you're not aware of it, but you keep on doing it? Does that, where does that take you, or how do you recognize that? And backwards, it's backwards. And what is misconception about self? Is that not being present in the moment?
No. It's more deeper than that. It's more deeper.
More different.
More deeper. More
deeper.
More deeper than, more subtler than that.
Right.
It's like misconception of ourselves, not like, it's much deeper than not being present. Make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what is it, not understanding
true nature of self?
True nature of self.
So what do you think? What is self?
that's deeper than what I can think about right now.
So that's everybody needs to analyze what is self, how you define self. So that's me when
so
I
how
say,
do you have a misconception about self when you don't know what self is?
But we have sense of self. Do we have sense of self?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's probably it's a mistaken one.
So the being, so having the conscious of self.
Yeah, so that's conscious of self. So then now you ask, so the notion of self.
Right.
The experience of self. Yeah, when we say, oh, I am angry, then you will ask again, what do you mean I? And how you define I? So then.
You said you have separate yourself from your actions.
Yeah.
So you are not your actions. You're not what you feel.
Exactly right. Yeah. So a lot of, I think, like people, you know, like they don't distinguish, they don't separate self and actions, you know, so it's two different things.
Right.
Self, you know, like, is, true nature of self is good, is goodness.
Right.
Now the action does not always positive or good, you know. So then, I think, especially in the West, probably, you know, all mixed, action and self all mixed. So then you blame yourself, you become critical and harsh, you know, it's all mixed. So, in Buddhism, it's different things, it's different. As far as action is concerned, you can correct or purify the self, will continue all the way to enlightenment. Self will continue all the way to enlightenment. Anger.
Yeah, this is new to me, but you were saying about the reincarnation and about if you want to be up there, then you're there for one day and it's not challenging. So you want to be born as a human. So you have the challenge to grow.
Yeah, go higher.
So if you grow higher and if you reach the enlightenment, if you can, you said that we can reach that in a very short period of time in this lifetime. Everyone has the capacity of reaching it with a lot of work and being present and understanding what we're doing with intention. So once you reach that, if we reach that, then when we are reborn.
Once you enlightened?
Yes.
Okay.
Then.
So then, you don't born out of ignorance, you born out of your wish. You don't born, then now you are free from ignorance, there's no more ignorance. It's all gone. When you enlighten, no more ignorance, it's all gone. So now you born out of your wish. Not like, of power, your birth will determine by your action and you like disturbing thought. There's no such a thing called born or not born, you know, that all the problem is finished now, completely gone. Then you can come back That's like pure wish. That's pure wish. No, like, delusions.
And when you repeat the same negative, so the backwards, instead of positive, you repeat negative, even if not consciously, but you do the same mistakes over and over.
Are you talking about habit?
About the habit, or just generally, so as you progress towards happiness or enlightenment, what's the opposite in English to evolving, you devolve.
Yeah.
So then when you are reborn, are you born with that heaviness, right? And
I think like, you know, people even in this life, even mentally you think, oh, that's, it's not possible to stop, but that's not true. That's not true.
Right, you can,
It is possible to stop. That's not true.
Right,
your public mind, you know, your ego, your mind come up with all kinds of like excuse, but that's your mind's just tricking you. It's not true. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
With self-discipline, you know, anything can stop. Anything can stop. You know,
but
so
the more negative you build, the more you have to work harder to
Same thing. Because, you know, like, one dirty dish in the sink.
Yeah, or more.
Easy to clean. Or like, put one, or maybe tomorrow I'm tired, you know. Tomorrow, two more. Or maybe day after tomorrow, three more, five more.
So when you build so much negative, when you work towards cleaning that negative, you require more power. Does that count as a more powerful action rather than doing small little actions that are positive?
That probably requires more strong motivations. Same like the one cup, that requires short times. 25 cups, that require probably 25, at least 30 minutes cleaning, drying, everything. So they know that, So that's why, you know, in Buddhism, that you purify right away. If it's possible, if you're being aware, you regret, you just purify right away. Purify right away. So why, like, if you truly understand, so then, you clean right away. You clean right away. Purify right away.
But if you recognize, right?
Yeah, say then done, yeah. So yeah. What?
If you recognize it, you were saying at some point, you were giving us a long time ago that example with your friend that her father was throwing the soup because he was angry.
Right.
Right? So if you have an action of anger, you throw it, but that moment you recognize you've done something negative out of anger, that's also karmic, that's karmally positive that you recognized it and you let go. Regret.
Yeah, regret, strong regret. No.
Right, right.
Like if you swallow poison, then turns out that you did not die. You did not die, then you swallow poison, you didn't die. And how much regret that you have. So very strong regret, not just regret, no. Strong regret, not, oh, maybe feel bad. That's actually good. Feeling bad about something negative, that's also good. Even though we say we feel bad, actually it's a good thing. Even though in the world we say we feel bad, then actually it's good things. If you say I feel good because she cry a lot, I feel very good. Well, that's not good. That's the bad thing. Even though you say it's good, it's not good, it's a bad thing. So sorry, now time's way past. So, Dagashin Yosemenge was it under the work of Lakam, the Chabarjas or Lozan Papa, they made me more than you.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 263, and let's read the final Lamrim dedication. So this is not in the white binder. I have to find a Gold Prayer Book.
While we are saying the Lamrim Prayer, please make sure that we think, not just Lamrim Prayer, every prayer, you know, when we say it, please think about the meaning, that there's going to be more powerful karma, positive. Okay?
For my two collections, vast essays that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bhanchas peace and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Let's turn to page 244 and 245 for these short long life prayers. Kanira we call we shinkam di pendan de wa malu shun wene chen re sig wan ten zing yato yi sha pe si te pa tu ten ju chi. Now the opposite page on the bottom. Jonu ye na lan wa shor tu awatare tsen bara tsopa lo zange we de ton le pel sho sha so geng ju lama so wa de. Now the other side for Salama Zilpa Rinpoche. Tupsu chan jin jang gung ge we ten zing kyong pe we kun zu dog po tse chok sum ku we le moon tu du pa dog so du je gung du shop ten shok. South Seven Green Towers Mantra Geshe-la is long, and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life, so that all their dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.